Welcome back to the Sleep Solution Podcast. Welcome back to the Sleep Solution. We ended our last session with me introducing an exercise that's going to improve your sleep issues immediately. There will still be more to do, but this will not only get you started, but give you absolute evidence that my Sleep Solution course will work, and that's why it's guaranteed. Just $78 and guaranteed, and you get to try the first week for free. That one's on me, so you can try it. No risk, no money. Get started right away. Go to lifemind.com, hover over the Solutions tab, click on the Sleep Solution, and sign up. Easy peasy, lemon squeezy. Okay, back to the exercise. Follow me on this, okay? I want you to close your eyes for a moment, and I want you not to do something for me. Whatever you do, do not see a green apple. Close your eyes. Listen to my voice. Whatever you do, do not see a green apple. Do not see it. Go ahead. Close your eyes. Do not see the green apple. Don't see it. Do not visualize a green apple. Hey, what are you doing? Why are you seeing the one thing I told you not to see? I tell you not to see a green apple, and there you are fixating on this green apple. That's rude, man. Jeez. The more I tell you do not see a green apple, the more you keep doing it. And I thought we were friends. Okay, you get my point, huh? This is what I mean by trying not to think about sleeping when we're trying to sleep. The more you try not to think about it, the more you are. This is called anticipatory anxiety. Anticipatory anxiety. A psychological term that's similar to a self-fulfilling prophecy. Sleep session training number one solves this once and for all. Then it finishes up with some wonderful, peaceful hypnotherapy, and voila, we're on our way to being well rested. Well, in our first Sleep Solution session, we undo that right now. When you're ready to order the full solution, go to my website, life-mind.com, hover over the Solutions tab and click on the Sleep Solution, and it'll be right there. The first week is free, and it's $78 for the entire course. Sessions that include hypnotherapy, video sessions just like this. Now, close your eyes again. Good. Now, instead of trying not to see a green apple, replace it with a purple zebra. Go ahead, give it a try. See, purple zebra. Imagine this purple zebra and try to even add some detail. Look at the stripes. Even play around with it by making the stripes horizontal or jagged or anything you want. The point here is that instead of trying not to see or think of a green apple, you're simply replacing the image with the purple zebra. Now, it's okay. I know that the green apple image is probably flashing in and out a little, and it's not entirely gone. But if you keep switching it back to the purple zebra, when the green apple shows up, eventually, the green apple will become less and less often. And after a while, in a day or two, it won't even bother to come in at all. Now, we're going to apply this same strategy to your sleep issue. Your current sleep anticipatory anxiety is the green apple. And in your first sleep solution session, you're taught how to dismantle it. So I'm going to give you an entirely different thought to think of when it shows up. This is going to be powerful, enhanced with wonderful, relaxing hypnotherapy. In the first Sleep Solution session, we train your brain to shut down the left brain analytical thinking and allow the right brain, the creative abstract, to have influence. Sleep is not left brain analytic, is it? It's right brain and creative abstract. I mean, have you ever had a dream that was left brain analytic? No way. They're a bit weird because they're coming from the creative abstract. Let's talk about sleep hygiene now. Sleep hygiene is the term used by sleep specialists that address the mechanics of sleep. How we sleep, when we sleep, position, environment, and the very vital sleep rituals and sleep hygiene. In the next post, we're going to explore sleep hygiene in detail. Let me remind you of this most common myth. The people that seek me out for anxiety and depression, emotional issues, stress in their life, they seek me out because they want these things resolved. And one of the first things I ask them is, how do you sleep at night? And they inevitably tell me, every one of them, almost all of them, I don't sleep well at all. Scott, didn't you hear what I just said? I got stress and anxiety and depression. It wakes me up, keeps me from sleeping. Now remember, there are two types of sleep issues. There is insomnia, there's actually three, insomnia, and then there's middle somnia. Insomnia is when we have trouble falling asleep. And middle somnia is when we wake up and then we have trouble getting back to sleep. They're very different. They need treated differently. If you go to get the same treatment for two different issues, you're going to get messed up. It's going to make you worse, not better. Many people probably have tried this. It's very important we apply the right strategy to the right sleep issue. Insomnia versus middle somnia. Insomnia, once again, is when we have trouble falling asleep. And middle somnia is when we wake up in the middle of the night or at some point and then we have trouble falling back to sleep. With proper sleep training and hygiene, with the proper strategies, you can solve both. And some people have both. That's the worst case scenario. Many people have both. Many people just have one. The third one is hypersomnia. We're not addressing that in this podcast. We're not addressing this in these posts. Hypersomnia is people that sleep too much. A lot of young people have this issue. Sounds fine. They sleep too much. But that means that they can't stay awake and focus either. And they feel tired perpetually because they're getting too much sleep. It's a paradoxical effect is what that's called. Back to the two main ones. Insomnia and middle somnia. We apply different strategies to get the same results. Falling asleep, I don't want you to use the language of go to sleep anymore. I want you to think of it as, get ready for this, make a note of it in your mind, allow sleep to occur. It's a subtle shift in your mind, in your subconscious. You're not going to go anywhere. Go is a verb, and that's not conducive to sleep. What we want is, we want to be able to allow sleep to occur. Create the right circumstances and environment and allow sleep to occur. Doesn't that sound gentle? Doesn't that sound comforting and nice? Go to sleep. That's aggressive. That's assertive. That's counter to a sleep experience. But allowing sleep to occur, that's natural. That's flowing. These subtle mind shifts that I'm teaching you make a huge difference. Your subconscious mind works on these subtle influences. It thrives on them. That's how it creates the problems that it does. By the time we realize we have a problem, a sleep one or anything, we've had it a long time. Our subconscious picked it up somewhere and it's been reinforcing it for so long that we can't even keep track. So what we want to do is we want to appease the subconscious mind. We want to give it things that align with what we want it to do, such as the very subtle difference of instead of go to sleep, allow sleep to occur. Now, you may have noticed that I get a little bit redundant. I may repeat the same thing to you again and again like you haven't heard it. Allow sleep to occur. And this is because I'm embedding this into your subconscious. I'm using a suggestibility, or what is more commonly known as hypnotherapy trick to embed a concept into your subconscious mind where it will react to it. The way our behaviors function is through repetition and association. That conditions our mind to be a certain way, to have certain behaviors. Repetition and association, which is why I keep repeating myself on these concepts. Repetition and association. Repetition is easy to understand. Something we do over and over again. Pretty simple, right? And association is what we think and what we feel about it. We apply these two things into our subconscious mind, and a behavior is created. It doesn't matter if it's good or bad. Your subconscious mind doesn't know the damn difference. It only knows what you teach it through repetition and association. You repeat something over and over again, and you subconsciously associate it as something good or pleasurable, and your subconscious mind will protect it with a vengeance. So when you wake up one day and say, yeah, but this behavior is bad, playing games before I go to bed and being in bright lights is not good for me, and worrying when I'm going to bed, that's bad. And you tell your subconscious mind, so just stop doing that. And it says, sorry, I'm not familiar with that. And my job is to protect things that I'm familiar with. And you taught me this, so it must be for a good reason. So until you teach me something else through the same process of repetition and association, I'm going to hold on to this. We need to get our subconscious mind on board to change a behavior, especially a sleep one. Not especially, all of them, including a sleep one. You don't need gadgets. You don't need medication. What you need is sleep training and sleep hygiene. I'm not a naturally good sleeper. I know people that lights out and they're asleep and they keep sleeping until the daylight comes. And that's great for them. I'm not naturally that way. I never have been, even since a childhood. I had trouble falling asleep, which I had trouble staying asleep, and I don't need a lot of sleep. 6 hours is it. Anything less and I'm toast. But anything more and I usually get a little bit groggy from that, a little sleep hangover. We don't have to be able to sleep naturally. Again, I'm not a naturally good sleeper. It's not natural for me. Through my sleep training and my sleep hygiene, even last night, I woke up at I don't know what time, had to go to the bathroom, came back to bed, stayed awake for a while, was worried about a lot of things, a lot of business things, a lot of clients that have issues that I'm concerned of are in my mind. And once I've had a little bit of rest, my mind's doing cartwheels. It's just flipping all over the place, trying to figure out and unravel all these things that I need to focus on. And it's hard to get it shut off. So remember, we're not trying to shut it off. We're going to replace the worry thoughts with something different. Instead of the green apple, which is our worry thoughts, it's the purple zebra. Replace the thoughts. Don't stop them. Through this sleep training, this sleep hygiene that I teach in Sleep Solution, you can unravel this and it becomes habitual. People who don't naturally sleep well can be trained and taught how. Like anything else, practice makes perfect. When we learn the strategies and the training for self-improvement, we can do it. We have to get the knowledge because knowledge is power. When we have the knowledge, we can apply it. If you apply what I'm teaching you, if you start to understand it, it unravels that mystery. So yes, I woke up at I don't know what time and had a lot on my mind and I had to go to the bathroom because I'm 53 and sure, I got to go to the bathroom sometimes in the middle of the night. And then I got back into bed within just a handful of seconds. And there I am tapping my foot. My mind's just going rogue. I apply my own sleep training and my own sleep hygiene. And I don't know when or how it was, but eventually I went back to sleep for another half hour or so and I feel great. I mean, I feel completely rested and I actually like it because I got a good 20, 30 minutes of thinking. That was a little bonus because I like to think and I like to figure things out and I did. So I get a little bonus. I got to have my little wake up time and I also get to have the rest that I needed. And that I wouldn't trade. To be able to fall asleep and sleep straight through, that's nice. It happens occasionally for me. But honestly, I kind of like the wake up time where I get to think a little bit as long as I get back to sleep. And I always do because I apply the sleep training and sleep hygiene with repetition and association. Getting sick of it yet? Me saying the same thing? That's good. That means that I'm embedding it into your subconscious. We're going to be going over a lot more. Let me remind you, I got to do the little pitch here. My Sleep Solution Training is a video course and it comes with hypnotherapy sessions at the end of it. Each one of them. It's 6 or 7 sessions. I think it's 6 with a bonus follow-up. It's $78 and it's guaranteed and your first week is free. You have no risk. Sign up for it and give it a try and apply what you're taught. And when you get those results, you can sign up for the rest of the course or not, that's up to you. And you can quit at any time. I'm gonna leave it here for now and we'll get together soon. We'll talk about it a little bit more. Be well, okay? Be well.